We're learning more details about the messy feud between the National Enquirer and Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post. The Wall Street Journal reports the publisher of the Enquirer, American Media Inc., paid $200,000 for the rights to sexually explicit texts and pictures that Bezos had sent to a woman he was having an affair with. Now, that payment, according to the Journal, went to the woman's brother, Michael Sanchez. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, what do you think of all this? It's more than just a story of a supermarket tabloid paying a lot of money for some racy pictures.
Well, it's remarkably interesting because of the players, right? We've learned in the last couple of years that the publisher of the National Enquirer, American Media, very tight with Donald Trump, pays for stories that sometimes they kill, sometimes they run, and sometimes there are political motivations. On the other side, we know that Jeff Bezos has been identified by President Trump as somebody who is politically motivated to go after him. And then you've got this guy, the brother of the guy that Jeff Bezos was, or the woman that Jeff Bezos was having a relationship with, releasing these texts. Now, Jeff Bezos had said, he had put out in a blog that he thought this was politically motivated. It may have had to do with Saudi investors and all of that. And now it turns out, we don't have all the details yet, that it might have been Lauren Sanchez's brother, Michael, who is a Trump supporter, by the way, who may have handed these texts and pictures over to American media.
Does the Journal seem to be suggesting that Michael Sanchez did just do it for the money? Because as you say, he was a vocal Trump reporter. He was a supporter. He was a talent agent who managed reality show judges. I mean, an interesting guy.
Hard to understand. And the Journal stops short of implying one way or the other. So this is a guy, Michael Sanchez, supporter of President Trump. He's actually railed against Bezos in the past. He's got a lot in common politically with David Pecker, the publisher of American Media. So it's not clear what the motivation was. On one hand, $200,000 is ample motivation to do these kinds of things. If it dovetails with political motivation, that might be the case. But the Journal isn't reporting on that at the moment. We haven't got a statement from Sanchez to tell us, you know, whether he did this and why he did.
Okay, the president weighed in on all of this earlier in the year. Here's a tweet from him. So sorry to hear the news about Jeff Bozo being taken down by a competitor whose reporting is far more accurate than the reporting in his lobbyist newspaper, referring there to the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. But again, remind us of Pecker's very close relationship to Donald Trump, including the fact that he paid a woman to kill her story about an affair she had with Trump.
Right. So these guys have known each other for more than 20 years, and federal prosecutors in New York allege that Mr. Pecker, in August of 2015, told Donald Trump he would use his publication to help Donald Trump in his presidential campaign, and this is all wrapped up in the hush money payments, right? The publisher reached a non-prosecution agreement with the U.S. Attorney's Office admitting that it paid $150,000 in 2016 to a former Playboy model to suppress her story that she claimed she had an affair with Donald Trump a decade earlier. That's called catch and kill. You catch the story and then you kill it. So Pecker is cooperating with the government on this, and that's why that tweet by Donald Trump was interesting, because you know, the questions are, does anything David Pecker has to do with Donald Trump, is it political?
A story with a lot of tentacles reaching very far, it seems. All right, Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks very much, as always.
Oh, my pleasure.